Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome to Alan Brazil up front with Mike Parry. And I'm delighted to welcome, sponsored by Bet on Brazil. What about that?
Well, it's great, Al. Bet on Brazil. It's a whole new format, and it's going to be dynamic.
Podcasts will be twice weekly, Mike Parry on a Tuesday. And all our podcasts, our old ones, are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Mm. So, Mike, I'm getting ready for Euros. I'm heading out to Paris. I'll be based in Paris.
Yeah.
For certainly at least 10 days, 14 days.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to just quickly Euro specials.
Yes.
If you fancy a bet on England, I know a lot of you out there will. We've got Bet on Brazil, England to win 25-1.
To win the competition.
Yeah. Wow. Wales to win it will go from 66-1 to 198-1.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland to win it, 150-1. Northern Ireland, 1200-1.
Yep.
And the sign up offer, if you want to do this, you can bet £10, you'll get £20 in free bets when you sign up.
Mm.
Right. So that's Bet on Brazil, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So who do you think is the best chance of winning the Euros, Mike?
Well, Al, just from experience of going to these competitions and watching them over the years, I'm going for Germany. Germany are such a good team in competitions. I know everybody says, oh, hang on, they've had a couple of setbacks. I think Slovakia beat them 3-1 in a friendly. England even beat them.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count in friendlies to me. It counts in competition. And there's a complete conundrum here, Al, because we've done very well in the group to get us to the finals, okay? But we did appallingly in Brazil in competition. So this is a real test for Roy Hodgson to find out whether we can play in the finals.
It's a very youthful squad, isn't it?
It's a very youthful squad.
If you fancy Germany, Germany and their group is Germany, Northern Ireland,
yes.
Poland, Ukraine.
Yes. I mean,
so Northern Ireland will do well to get out of that group. It's going to be difficult.
Well, remember, it's the sort of competition where only 8 teams will fail to get through to the second stage of the competition. But I totally agree with you.
So explain that. So the top three...
Well, in each group,
in the six groups,
the top two are guaranteed to go through, and then the best four teams who are third, best third place teams in four groups go through as well. So you're absolutely right there, because when you look at the Northern Ireland situation, not only have they got, I think, one of the two or three contenders to win the competition, Germany, but Poland and Ukraine are solid.
Well, Ukraine's the side, I think.
Of course.
The Northern Ireland are unbeaten in 12, Mike. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, I know that.
If they could somehow, I don't know how they're going to do it, draw with Germany, draw with Poland, beat Ukraine, they'd qualify.
Yeah, they
so,
certainly
So, you know, it. Now let's stick with England at the moment.
Yes.
We're talking about Group B. I don't see England having a problem coming out of this group.
Mm-hmm.
England, Russia, Slovakia, Wales.
Yes.
England, Russia first, then Wales, then Slovakia last.
Yes.
Now, we believe... First of all, how far can England go, Mike?
Well, do you know what? When the draw happened, I feared that we might have a very, very tricky start playing Russia down in Marseille. So, but Russia are so weakened by injuries.
They've lost mainly their midfield, haven't they?
Yes, they've lost mainly their midfield. They might have lost their captain, because their captain, I think, was on the bench in their last friendly. I'm talking here about Roman Cherkov, you know, terrific. But what they have got, which is interesting, Al, is that it was Mr. Capello who was in charge when Russia were heading out of this competition, even the qualifiers, and the Russians are brutal when it comes to sorting things out. Capello went, and the new manager, Leonid Slutsky, came in, and he won 4 on the trot to put them back on.
Yeah.
Now, he's still in charge, so they're going to be formidable.
No, absolutely. Now, England, don't forget, for all individual odds, betonbrazil.com, betonbrazil.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, England, Mike, after... The game at Wembley against Portugal.
Yes.
And also, Vardy, we still don't know what's happening with Vardy.
Nope.
As we speak.
Yes.
Will he be signing for Arsenal? Will he not? Roy wants it sorted. And it just worries me that will Roy have hesitation in playing Vardy and Kane up front with Rooney off them if he's not 100% concentrating on England duty. And if Roy's not sure if that worked or not, i.e. against Portugal at Wembley in the friendly last game, he may use that as an excuse to leave Vardy on the bench and play Kane up with Rooney just off.
Yeah, I hope not, because you can't play Kane and Vardy wide, and that's the way they looked like they were playing against Portugal. On the Vardy situation, Al, I think people are misreading this. I think Vardy is not in any way unsure of where he wants his future to be. He wants his future to be at another club than Leicester. What I think has happened...
You think so?
Oh, yes. What I think has happened is that because Arsenal have triggered that £20 million release clause, other clubs have now come in and are talking to Vardy's representatives. It is not Jamie Vardy being unsure of mind about whether he wants to stay or go. It is Jamie Vardy now being told, actually, Arsenal are not the only team who are after you. That is what I believe is the situation.
That's interesting.
I think he's very singularly minded.
Would you start him?
I would start him, Al. I'll tell you what my team would be very, very briefly. It would certainly be Vardy and Kane up front. Like you, I agree. Rooney should play just behind them. And then the three behind him in what is generally called the diamond would be Dier at the back, Ali, Dele Alli, and Barkley on the other side, okay?
You think
yes, definitely. Most people would say put Wilshere there. Most people would say put Jack
Wilshere
there.
You're the only one who said to me Bartley.
Right, well, I'll tell you why.
Don't get me wrong, I like Bartley.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I don't trust Jack Wilshere's stamina for 90 minutes.
And Henderson the same?
Well, let me just tell you. The reason I'd put Barkley there is because that would signal an attacking team. And Russia are weakened by injuries, and we can attack. Putting Wilshere there would indicate a holding team.
What about Henderson?
No room for Henderson.
No?
No room for Henderson.
Milner started against Portugal, but I think he played his way out of the starting 11.
I totally agree. On my midfield four, Dier at the base of the diamond, Ali and Barkley in the middle of the diamond, Rooney at the front.
What about Lallana? He likes Lallana, Mike.
Well, I don't. I do like Lallana to a certain extent, but I do think Roy Hodgson's got a slight sort of bent, for want of a better word, toward Liverpool players, or former Liverpool, you know, he was a former Liverpool manager, and I don't believe that. The other person I'd put in the team, which other people will disagree with me, is that at the back, my two centre-halves would be Smalling and John Stones, without a shadow of a doubt. You've got to play Stones.
Man, this is Everton bias.
It's not, no, Al, it's
of
not.
Of course it is.
I promise you it's not. I promise you it's not. I'm an Englishman.
You want Peter Reid on the bench in a moment, you tube.
I'm an Englishman first and foremost, and I believe Barkley has fantastic quality to do something different and to push forward. Barkley is a naturally going forward player, Al. He's not a naturally going backward player. And I think he's exciting.
Jack is,
adventures.
But you feel Jack's maybe not 100% fit.
Yeah, I do. And what I'm saying is that if Jack settles in, and for the first 60 minutes, England are doing extremely well with Jack in that formation, but then he's got to be pulled off.
Mate, then
you're in trouble.
I think, honestly think it's Hart and goal, Walker right back, Smalling, Cahill, Rose. I think he'll go with that four.
Okay.
And I think Dier sitting in front, Ali are two certainties.
Yes.
Rooney, I think, is a certainty.
Yes.
So that space on the right, if he plays two up front, if he plays one up front, there could be a space for Bartley plus someone else.
Yeah, I want two up front, Vardy and Kane. Not the back, by the way. I don't agree with you there. I'd have Klein on the right in the back. As I said to you, Smalling and Stones. And I'd have Bertrand, actually, at left forward. I like Bertrand a lot.
For God's sake, then, what was he doing against Portugal?
Well, I'm sorry, but
his final game.
No. He's the man I don't.
We've not mentioned young Rashford. Could we see any of young Rashford?
I'd love Rashford to be brought on later on in the game. He is still... what Rashford is in this competition, Al, is what Wayne Rooney was in 2004 when you and I were in Portugal. Mm-hmm. The rest of the world didn't know too much about him. There's been a lot of fuss about Rashford in this country, but the rest of the world doesn't really know. He's still got that incredible... Well, you will have had it when you were 18, Al, and you were at Ipswich. The incredible enthusiasm to just want to do it without being... You know, weighted down by the influence of coaching and you know, being told what to do. You just do it at that age.
Yeah.
It's like being a Spitfire fighter pilot.
And don't forget Betting Brazil. BettingBrazil.com. Sign up offer. Bet £10. You get £20 in free bets when you sign up. Mm. Now, I was thinking about having a bet on top goal scorer,
yes,
Mike.
Yes.
Would you put, look, could Kane? Kane's had an unbelievable season, hasn't he?
I hope so.
So, Harry Kane, let me have a wee look. He's around 14-1.
Yes. Okay.
You like Lukaku, don't you? He's also 14-1.
Lukaku, right? Now, this depends, of course, how far Belgium go. But if you look at their group, they'll get out of that. That's no problem at all. Belgium are flattered to deceive. They were even at one stage favourites for the last World Cup. Because
Belgium, a little like Holland.
Yeah.
you know, when they feel like it, when they're together, when they play as a unit, a team, as brothers, they're a hell of a side.
Mm. They are a hell of a side, and I think at some stage they will click. Now, Lukaku looking
at the... Well, if they do, here's one, De Bruyne, 40-1.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player. I'm not saying he's a prolific goal scorer.
Yeah.
But he is a hell of a player.
Do you know who's the one I've got my own for real value for money, Al?
Who?
Gareth Bale at 40-1.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Because Gareth, I mean, listen, I don't know how far
Wales... Are you hoping he smashes a couple in against England?
No, I'm not hoping he smashes a couple in against England. Or if he does, I hope that Kane and Vardy between them score three at least. But what I'm saying is...
What about Lewandowski? 16's Poland.
Well, Lewandowski's a terrific player. And every time I look at him, I can only see him in a German-type shirt, you know what I mean, from the club he plays in and all that. So he goes to his national nation, and he's never really been as effective there as he is when he plays in club football.
Ibrahimovic, the goals he scored, frightening. Sweden, 33-1.
Ibrahimovic is great value for money, particularly as he's on a real high at the moment, Al, because I think we all know he's going to Manchester United. He feels wonderful about that.
He's in a tough group, though, Mike. This is the only thing that put me off.
Yeah, but he can...
Belgium, Italy, Republic of Ireland, Sweden.
Ibrahimovic, Al, in my view, is so good. He can score a hat-trick in, like, 15 minutes. He's like Ronaldo. They just have bursts of incredible skill and power, and they get through there, and they just do it. I don't rate some of the guys that other people are talking about, like, for instance, Griezmann. You know, I'm not that sure.
I am not that sure with
him. Yeah, exactly.
To be a top scorer.
Exactly.
But then you ask me, maybe, what about, if I look at someone else, Morata, what about Morata?
Well...
What about Martial, Anthony Martial?
Yeah, sure.
Martial, 22-1.
Sure, there's all these. But if you've got to go, for those who we know...
Cristiano, 8-1.
Oh, absolutely. I was about to say, Thomas Müller is probably favourite to be the leading
scorer. He would be
scorer.
My favourite.
Exactly. And Germany, I think, have got a great chance of coming through. After that, you're absolutely right. Who would write off Cristiano Ronaldo? Who would write off Lukaku? But I see that a lot of people fancy Harry Kane to get a lot of goals, and I would endorse that. I'd definitely endorse it.
Now, just away from... look, if I was to pick... I think if I was to pick a winner, it'd be France. I know it's skinny.
Yeah.
The odds are not fantastic of France winning it. Again, betonbrazil.com.
Yeah.
But I think home advantage is big. And I think if you look at the French, some of the players have got are fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's Germany. I have to feel Germany. Mm. France, I think people are putting too much store on the competition taking place in France. And obviously France have done extremely well before when the World Cup, obviously.
England won it at home, the World Cup.
Yeah, of course.
Argentina, I'm going to talk to Osvaldo Ardiles later. Winners at home. Yeah. France won the World Cup, the Euros at home.
Yeah, but the thing is, Al, the competition that everybody talks about now, and even our old colleague Stuart Pearce was talking about, because he was involved, 96 in England,
yeah.
And we should have won it. You know, we should have won it. And we didn't. We
Hold on a minute. We give you a beating in 45 minutes and missed a penalty.
Yeah.
Wembley, Scotland were brilliant that day.
They were brilliant that day. I was there.
And then Gazza scored that wonder goal.
I was. And do you know what? It was such a shame that we went out on penalties to the Germans in the semi-final, because, of course, when you got through to the final then.
Could have won it. Euphoria, momentum.
Also, you're playing the Czech Republic as they were then, and there was really nobody to beat with the greatest of respect to them.
So you go Germany, I'll go France.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Germany. If not Germany, I fancy Spain, because if you look at their squad individually...
Do you know they've left out Torres? They've left out Costa.
Al, do you know what? I looked at the players they've left out, and I think a decent international team be hard-pressed to play their second 11 because they've left so many good players out. As you say, Diego Costa, Torres.
By the way, I hate to bring this up.
Yes, yes.
But you know you've done a bag of sand to me.
What?
Because on Saturday at the Derby Epsom, you bet £1,000 that Everton, and I've let you away with this, you said Everton would finish top three, and I gave you top four.
Top four, I think.
I've given you top four, but you wanted top three, and I went, no, there's no chance.
And what odds have you given me?
No, with an even grand.
No, that can't be true.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Nobody could be that mad.
You have to stop drinking.
What?
A bet is a bet, and I have witnesses. So talking of Everton, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Talking about that, Ronald Koeman, who I really, really rate,
so
Mike.
So do I.
It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be any day.
Yes.
But it's expected. He will, and you did tell me he'd be the Everton manager.
Yeah.
He must be delighted when he signed.
I'm absolutely delighted. What happened was, when Mr. Mashiri, who's the new investor there, went and inquired, it was seen as a sort of hapless and rather hopeless quest. And the reason for that was that in the old days, right, when Everton was run by Mr. Bill Kenwright, who's done the most magnificent, brilliant job for Everton over the years, we never had the firepower, Al, to back up a rejection. We never had the firepower to back up a rejection. On this occasion, I'm delighted to say that Mr. Mashiri has the firepower to back up a rejection.
Yeah.
And he told the negotiators, we want Mr. Koeman. Can you facilitate
it? And I won't take no.
Won't take no. And then Southampton put in a blockbuster, a deal breaker, and that was a £5 million settlement on the last year of Mr. Koeman's...
But by the way, £5 million is nothing. If you were to buy, with the greatest respect, if you were to buy a Premiership player for £5 million, you're probably buying a kid with potential, not a tried and trusted manager.
Sure, but at least you get something out of him as a player. You're rubbing off £5 million. But look, that's the way football works these days. When you think about the enormous figures involved, £100 million from TV alone, your gate money. Now, you know, they can charge enormous sums of money now, football clubs, because people are in demand. But the talking about those clubs, Al, and you mentioned Vardy, and we've talked about him. If Vardy goes to Arsenal or another club,
yes,
I believe it'll start... The floodgates open.
It will. Mahrez has been tipped as
Mahrez has already been
to Arsenal. Also,
or PSG.
Also Kante to Chelsea. Yeah. Conte, the new Chelsea manager, Italy manager at the moment, wants Kante. Mm.
But you see, people...
Said after a few glasses of wine.
Yeah, yeah. But people are... Yeah, exactly. That's right. People are saying, you know, Vardy, oh, you know, how disloyal that is. And no, not at all. I give every man the right in the short lives that we have to better himself and seek the best that he can possibly get for himself and his family. The other thing which I think is wicked is that a lot of Leicester fans are blaming his new wife, you know, for putting the pressure on him. I mean, look, if Vardy's good enough to drag himself up from Fleetwood to Leicester to the Premier League title in 5 years, he's a man who knows his mind and he knows where he's going. And that's why I don't think he's hesitating about leaving Leicester. He's hesitating about where to go next.
Who do you think, talking of the Premiership, I cannot wait. I was talking with Stuart Pearce. I was talking with Phil Brown, Big Sam. What a Premiership is going to be next year. You know, City are the favourites.
Yeah.
Pep's going to get busy in the transfer market. We know Josie's going to be busy. Ibrahimovic, that should be any day.
Oh, of course.
You've got Arsenal looking for Vardy. I don't know what Tottenham are doing yet. They're very, very quiet, aren't they?
Funny you should say that, Al, but now it's been signalled that Vardy is going to leave Leicester, and I'm still certain he is. Now that you've actually said at least two of the Leicester players are in play, so to speak, well, I'm telling you something. Jose, you're absolutely right. Pep Guardiola, Pochettino, they've got to get busy and get up to Leicester because if
so is Ronald Koeman.
Right, exactly. Yeah, thank you very much. Because if the Premier League champions...
And what about Klopp? We've not even mentioned Klopp.
We haven't even mentioned Klopp. You're absolutely right. If the Premier League champions, if a team of lads who are good enough to win the Premier League... Much in a way that you nearly won it with Ipswich, Al, if you see what I mean. Unheralded to start off the season, but brilliant at the end of the season. Of course, your team broke up, didn't it, after
it
you
did.
Came just second by a whisker.
And you know, it's crazy. People are now betting on Leicester to be relegated, which is really horrible, isn't it?
Well, it is incredible, isn't it? I mean,
imagine their bottom by Christmas and Ranieri gets the sack.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened. Certainly in Europe, haven't they? You know, where managers or coaches, as they call them, will win the Champions League and still go down. But what I'm saying is, Al, they've got to get busy. Now, the only thing I would say again about the Premier League is I think we've got maybe five or six of the world's top coaches, or the five or six world's top coaches, but we still haven't got the world's best players. And the current rumour during the football world is that Lionel Messi is involved in this tax...
Well, the other name to come out, we have to be careful, it's all allegations, is Neymar.
Exactly.
And the authorities in Spain, there was some breaking news.
Yep.
That, we don't know how correct it is, so we've got to be careful.
Yeah.
But is there a chance that Messi and Neymar may flee Spain just because they don't like the way they've been treated?
You've taken the words out of my mouth. Somebody I was speaking to last night said, well, the Messi situation is now making it so uncomfortable that he may look for pastures new. Where are you going to go for pastures new? Well, actually...
Don't say Everton.
No, I don't think it'll be Everton. Even though we're very ambitious, more ambitious than we've ever been. I think. But what I'm saying is, Al, that there are at least five or six coaches in England now who Messi would regard as good enough to go and play for. That might not have been the case 2 or 3 years ago.
So who's going to win it next year? I know it's we're premature because we have the Euros coming up. Yeah. We don't know who's signing
who. Yeah.
Would you make City hot favourites?
No, I'd make Chelsea hot favourites. As bad as they were last season, I think they're going to completely turn themselves around this season. I tell you what I think it'll be next season, right? And this is before even a ball's been kicked.
Think about it. I feel another bet coming on.
No. I think it's going to be Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, Spurs. No Arsenal in the top four.
And yet Arsene Wenger's making plans. They came second this year, Mike. And if they get a goal scoring in Vardy, why will Vardy not score 28 goals next year?
Vardy might if he goes to Arsenal. I totally agree. But the other strange thing to me, you know a lot more about football than I do, surely Jamie Vardy was playing in what you might call a sort of a pub team at Leicester. In the sense, they were lumping balls over the top. Vardy was always there. They were swinging crosses in. Vardy was always there. He had a fantastic relationship with his midfield players who won't be there with him at Arsenal, pushing balls through for him to run on. How is that going to work at Arsenal with the tippy-tappy football?
It's great. Yeah. That's why I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah.
I really can't wait, honestly. Yeah. And the teams that came up, well done to Steve Bruce. I think there's a takeover as we speak.
Yes.
Is happening at Hull City.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yes.
Burnley, it's going to be tough, isn't it? Borough, it's going to be tough.
Yes.
But they have a great chairman in Middlesbrough, Mr. Gibson.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to spend the money wisely. And, of course, the teams that went down...
Yeah.
The Villa, Roberto Di Matteo, with Steve Clark.
Yes.
Can they get them? Rafa, Newcastle.
Yes.
And Alex Neil, who feels he's let everyone down at Norwich.
Mm. The interesting thing is, Al, I think football's misstructured now in terms of payments. The teams that go down are almost better off than the teams that stayed up, if you see what I mean. You know, Sunderland just got out of it, and I always knew they would with Big Sam there.
And
he's a saviour. He's a saviour, Defoe, absolutely. The teams have gone down now. They've got two seasons of great money to rebuild. And the thing is, Al, because they're in the Championship, they won't be expected to pay the sort of transfer fees that a Premier League team pays.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
So, Porky goes for Germany to be European champions. I'm going to go reluctantly to France, but I don't like the odds. Mm. But I think the French side. Don't forget, sign up. Bet on Brazil. £10 and get £20 in free bets when you sign up. And up front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by Betting Brazil. Go to bettingbrazil.com for all the latest odds on offer from the Euros right through to the Premiership. It's going to be great. Mike, top class. Thank you.
Cheers.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly.
Brought to you by Audioboom.